Hello and welcome to Beyond the Words. My name is Dimple Thakra and I am going to take you on a frigging journey with this podcast. I have been called your guardian angel by many. This podcast is for you if you are interested in understanding the truth about humans and what we say is not always what we mean, and if you are ready to come out of the spiritual closet, you're in the right place. Enjoy. Hello and welcome back to Beyond the Words with me, Dimple Thakra. Today I want to talk to you about something that I posted on Facebook that really was quite controversial. So I want to break it down because I had so many questions about it. I thought, no, let me expand on this one. And it's something that has been an evolution for me over my lifetime. And really, so I can see where people are coming from that are triggered by it. And I can also see this side of the fence as well, having done a lot of personal development and spiritual growth, to see it from a different light. What am I talking about? I wrote a post saying that there are no negative people on this planet, only our judgment and perception is negative. And I got so many comments saying, well, what about people who have abused me? And what about killers? And what about rapists? And are they not negative? And while I have so much empathy for the people that were victim to all of that, and believe me, for those of you who have heard my podcast or know a little bit about me, I was raised in a home from birth, really, where domestic violence was the norm. I've had anorexia to the point where I nearly lost my life, lost half of my body weight. I have miscarried 5 babies and been through severe postnatal depression where I was suicidal twice. So it isn't, and I share this not for your sympathy, but to help you illustrate that I haven't come from a house, an upbringing where money was abundant, love was abundant, everything was just beautiful and perfect. We were refugees. We were evicted overnight at gunpoint. And Mom had to come to a country that she didn't even speak the language, 7 months pregnant with me. So I have felt all that trauma in the womb. And I know what it is to live in fear. I know what it is to live in the fear of not being loved and it being removed and it being conditional. And I also know what it is to forgive that person for that and have empathy and sympathy and deep compassion. And so, and deep love, right? And so some of you are like, how the hell can you do that, Dimple? Like, why? Like, that's such a negative person. They're a narcissist. And here's what I've learned. And you can take this or leave this. You can choose to have a different point of view or not. And I can respect you for that fully. I'm sharing my point of view that I have found really helpful for me to get through some of those things in life, for me to realize that I spent a lifetime blaming everybody else for all of that. It was my husband's fault that I was so stressed that we had miscarriages. It was my parents' fault for bringing me up in a house where it wasn't safe. It was my sister's fault for me having such high standards, causing me to have anorexia. I went through all of that, all of it. And all that happened to me was I spent decades judging them for hurting me. So just hear that. I spent decades judging them for hurting me. Now, were their actions right or wrong? It's irrelevant whether their actions were right or wrong. What's relevant is how I perceive it. Because in my perception of perceiving that, I either give them the power, my power and control, or I claim it back. And what I've come to realize is that as long as I blame them for my pain, as long as I blame them for my hurt, as long as I blame their actions and their horridness for my hurt, that horridness continues. I continue to be abused. I continue to grieve the loss of those babies. I continue to starve my body and experience that feeling of starving almost to death. So I get to choose whether I think they're negative or not. I get to choose how I judge them. And I get to choose whether or not they hold the power over me. And the wildest thing that I've come to realize over these years is that I actually, the more I judge others, it's actually a mirror on how much I'm judging myself and how many standards I have set so high for myself that they set me up to fail. So what I've come to realize is the more I judge others, the harder I am on myself. I judge myself equally, if not more. Wow, that's a big pill to swallow. So what I've come to realize is that if I can take self-responsibility for all of my feelings, all of my emotions, how I react and perceive to those other people and their behavior, then I take back control. They no longer have a grip on me. I no longer give them the honor or the privilege of me feeling angry and frustrated towards them. They don't get to do that in my body. They don't get to hold resistance in my body because I decided they don't. What I get to do is decide what I want in my body, what I want to feel. And what I've come to learn is that the greatest feeling on this planet is to give compassion to somebody who's hurt you. Because in that compassion, it's freeing for you. You don't have to forgive them. Because forgiveness is not really about them. Forgiveness is about yourself. Can you forgive yourself for judging them so hard? Because in judging them so hard, you judged yourself. Like, can you give forgiveness to yourself for the years and years and years? And I'm talking to myself right now. And I have. For the years and years, I hated my family for the way I was raised. For the years and years, I hated myself for starving myself. For years and years, I hated myself for saying that I didn't want children and therefore me experiencing four miscarriages, five babies lost. And what I've come to realize is that I chose all of those. And I know some of you are going to go, what? You chose to have miscarriages? Yep. My soul chose to learn all the lessons it needed to in those ways. I am the woman I am. I have the learnings and the lessons and the beliefs I have and the peace in my heart because of those lessons. But I had to learn the lessons that way. And what if I decided once learning those lessons that way that I didn't ever have to learn them that way again? That I could learn with ease and grace. And ease and grace requires us not for us to live in a bubble where shit stuff doesn't happen, but for us to respond in a different way to the shit stuff. I right now in my life, I'm going through one of the most challenging times yet in my life. I don't need to disclose the detail. But I'm also very proud of the way that I'm navigating it. I'm not allowing it to create resistance in my body. I'm trusting that the unfolding of it through love and compassion for the people that are involved will mean that I'll be taken care of. Because I always am. And the people I love and those that I don't will always be taken care of. You see, we have a co-creation that goes on. Our souls and their souls are co-creating to learn lessons in this lifetime. And we can only do that through feeling. And so sometimes those feelings hurt. But what if you could just feel them without judging yourself? You know, the other day I sat and cried. I just cried because I was feeling sad. I was feeling sad for all the things that were happening in our lives. I was feeling sad for the things that people in my life close to me have to go through to learn. But I wasn't judging them or the people that were hurting them. I was just feeling sad. And once I released that sad, it had no control over me. Nothing. Because I chose. I chose to send love to the people that are currently, their behavior is hurting us, them, everyone, because hurt people don't know any different. They don't even realize that they're hurting themselves, that they're holding on to so much anger and resentment. You know, I was walking back from my meditation this morning thinking about this actually deeply. It's why I spoke to Joe and said I wanted to do these podcasts for this morning. It's the first time I've ever actually done an impromptu one with her and said, look, I've got three topics I need to get out there. And she's like, really? You know what you want to talk about? And it's through this meditation, it's because of this meditation, I realized that, you know, I've been abused. I've been all the things. And I can find love and compassion because I can understand that the person and the people who have hurt me have been going through their own shit. Like, can you imagine the level of pain that somebody who hurts somebody else must be experiencing unconsciously to want to hurt somebody else, to think that that is the only way out? Like, talk about being in jail before you were even in a physical jail. Like, can you imagine that if somebody is a killer or an abuser, that's the only way for them to feel any relief? I imagine a world like that. Now, I'm not saying they're right. I'm not saying they're wrong. I'm just like feeling a different level of compassion that I haven't experienced before. And it's through that compassion that you feel your heart opening wide. And through your heart opening wide, you become an energetic match for love. So even in the deepest, darkest moments, you can find a smile for somebody. You can find deep compassion and connection. You can feel the sorrow in their hearts and their souls as they navigate this world blind. So there's no higher or better than or lower than. There's no hierarchy. It's just awareness. What if you could let go of the struggle? That you didn't have to hate somebody that much anymore. That they didn't have, their hate didn't have to be held in your body. That actually you could release it all through love and compassion. How different would the world be? Because the ripple effect of that love and compassion is contagious. They can't go anywhere if you love them. Doesn't mean you have to be with them. You get to choose that. But they can't hurt you if you don't let them. So the next time you're feeling hurt or frustration or anger towards somebody, I invite you to consider that actually you can let go of that. They don't have to have that claim on you. You get to choose whether you allow them in or not. And you get to choose what you want to feel. And for me, what's worked is compassion. For me, what's worked is letting go. For me, what's worked is knowing that I am way more powerful than anything anybody can do or say to me. Because when I'm pure love, nobody can touch me. Because I get to love me and them. That's my choice. And in doing that, I release all judgment from me, on me, and judgment from me to them. It's the ultimate in peace and freedom. So in my world, I choose that there's nobody negative. I choose to perceive them all with the deepest of love and compassion and heart. And I also get to choose whether I keep them at a distance or not, whether they're healthy for me. All of it's okay. So go love on yourself today. Go find compassion for somebody today that others would find it so ridiculous. And see how it feels. Let me know. I'd love to hear from you. Thank you so much for joining me today. I appreciate you all deeply. Until next time, God bless. Thank you so much for joining me in Beyond the Words. Remember, if you've loved this, don't forget to like, subscribe, and leave a review. And don't keep it a secret. Let your friends, family, auntie, uncle, brother, sister, all of them know about Beyond the Words. And remember, all the resources that I've talked about today are available to you in the show notes.